The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. We both missed three shows last week. Shouldn't we thank everybody who hosted the show?
Tony Kornheiser, absolutely. You got any names?
No.
I don't?
No.
No.
You know, I
don't watch when I'm on. I certainly don't watch when you're not on and I'm not on. I don't watch. I don't know who's doing this. Yeah, but you know what I hope? Know. I hope what? They're wearing ties. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Cam Newton gets sidelined, Carson Wentz looks mobile, and the Orioles stink. But we begin today with Miguel Cabrera hitting his 500th home run yesterday. He is the 28th baseball player to hit 500, and he's only 45 hits shy of 3,000. If Cabrera gets that, he will become only one of seven players with the 500-3,000 double. The other six: Henry Aaron, Willie Mays, Eddie Murray, Rafael Palmeiro, Alex Rodriguez, and Albert Pujols. Wilbon,
wow.
What are your thoughts on this accomplishment and Cabrera's career?
Tony, the home runs and hitting the home run, that just launched me into, well, let me go to baseballreference.com and let me look up Miggy Cabrera, because it seems like he's done a lot of stuff and there's not as much praise as there is stuff. And when I got to his page and started reading it, this is like insane. First of all, I mean, I knew he had to have one batting title because he won a triple crown. Oh, wait, triple crown. Something that so few people have done in the last 50 years. And so, he's got four batting titles, Tony. And these other, every list he's on is something like, well, that only includes Ted Williams, Henry Aaron, Babe Ruth, and Lou Gehrig. And he's on these lists, these tiny little lists of people. And it led me to conclude, again, I know the home run is, it's fine. That was yesterday's highlight. But go deeper, boys and girls, because this is one of the great and underrated players of all time.
So I want to fixate on the 3,000 for a particular reason. I know he's not there yet, but I think he's going to get there. Because let me give you a partial list of people who did not get 3,000 hits. Babe Ruth, Ted Williams, Barry Bonds. I don't think I have to name anybody else.
No, you don't.
I don't. In terms of him being a hitter, look, he's a power hitter with 3,000 hits. Two things are true.
And
power hitters don't get
average.
A lot of pitches, but power hitters don't get a lot of pitches to look at.
Right.
And slow right-handed power hitters don't ever leg anything out.
No.
And this guy was 320 or above, and let me get this right, nine times. Which is an incredible wow. As a hitter, he dwarfs some of these people who are on this list with him. Right? He does.
And Tony, then why isn't he more widely praised? Why isn't he more widely viewed as one of the great players of all time? He did play on a World Series championship team, which I think he had cleanup on when he's like 11 years old. How is it that Cabrera isn't on our tongues all the time as one of the great, great players in the history of this game?
Well, he should be. And then we have to ask ourselves, who's next to 500 and who's next to 3,000? To 3,000, Robbie Cano, he only needs what?
Well, he's next to
375 hits. But he's 38 and he's suspended this whole year. And great hitters like Trout and Freeman and Altuve, they don't have 2,000. And in terms of 500, Nelson Cruz is closest. He's got 443, but he's 41. He's not getting there. Giancarlo Stanton has 332, Mike, and he's only 31 years old, but he gets hurt all the time.
He's only
got 27 home runs in the last three seasons. I think it'll be Trout. But I don't know about anybody else, and I don't even know about Trout.
Trout is slurped and praised, and legitimately so. He's not Cabrera. Trout ain't Cabrera.
Not yet.
But yet, Trout, oh, we praise Trout every day. Oh, poor Trout, he doesn't have a team that's any good. Trout ain't Cabrera, man. We have somehow, how's baseball not celebrated this dude more? It's ridiculous. The Baltimore Orioles cannot lose today because they're not playing. The O's have lost 18 straight. 18 straight, just three shy of the record 21 in a row that the Orioles set back in 1988. Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic writes today that baseball needs to change the rules to discourage tanking as a way to collect high draft picks. Tone, my Cubs and the Astros, too, they won the World Series using this strategy to their advantage. Is Rosenthal right, though, Tone, that baseball needs to change this?
So I want to go back for a minute to 1988 because I covered a bunch of those games.
I know you were there. You and I were there.
You may have covered those games. You may be doing beat work at that point. They lost 21 in a row. They fired Cal Sr. after 0-6. They brought in Frank Robinson. He went 0-15 before he got a win. And that team, Mike, as you remember, had Cal Ripken Jr. and Eddie Murray. This team doesn't have anything like that. To Rosenthal's issue about collecting high draft picks, I'm not sure I agree with that for this reason. I've watched drafts in football and in basketball, and I've watched it fail in those sports. And the science is much better than in baseball, much better. It depends on who you are picking. There's a feeling that Kenny has that there ought to be a floor. You have to spend a certain amount
I'm
of money.
I'm with the floor.
And that
I'm
will
with that.
Discourage tanking. Okay, yeah. But let me just say this. Let's look at Tampa Bay and Oakland. They don't spend any money.
That's
They're in
right.
the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Who's doing your scouting and who's doing your signing?
I'm okay with the floor, but of course, as usual, baseball and the union can't agree on anything in terms of how to employ the strategy to make a floor, you know, and raise it. Maybe it should be $100 million. Who knows what it is? Some teams are spending $50. So that is weird to me, Tony. What's also strange is that the Orioles are on this trajectory again. I mean, they were on it when you mentioned they were just dreadful for years. And then from like 2012 to 16, they made the playoffs every year. They won as many games as any team in baseball over that time. They were pretty good. They didn't have a great, single great team that won a World Series, but they were trying. And now a franchise, and Kenny Rosenthal knows his franchise as well as anybody, because I was back there in the 80s when we were both covering this team and Kenny Rosenthal locally in Baltimore. And he knows, Tony, they were the Dodgers. They had the best minor league system, and they appear to have close to that again. I don't understand. I don't know that I want to legislate every time somebody pops up and they're smelly for a few years. I'm okay with the floor, but the draft picks very much depends on who's doing the scouting the drafting and the developing of these players.
Here were the people that were covering the Orioles at that point. Kenny Rosenthal, Tim Kirchin, and Richie Justice.
Yeah.
That's as good a group of writers that ever covered any team, you know, as far as I'm concerned. I blame it on ownership, Mike. I blame it on ownership. It's the third year in a row now they're going to lose over 100. All they seem to care about is their television network. They don't care about their fans, and they don't care about the team. And I think something has to be done. Let's go to football. The New England Patriots announced that Cam Newton will miss 5 days of camp because of a misunderstanding of how COVID tests are conducted away from team facilities. So Newton violated protocol. Wilbon, could this absence by Newton cost him his starting job?
Well, yes, cost him his starting job today, right now. He's not starting now. You know, I mean, they have these stupid depth charts all the time that way too many people pay way too much attention to, but they count for something. So somebody's taking the snaps today and tomorrow. And these days, the Cam Newton has to be away from the team or can deal with meetings virtually. But he ain't the starting quarterback for the next few days, is he? So he's lost that. Whether he can regain it, whether they'll pencil him into the lineup, the practice lineup, as tied for number one or a code number one, I don't know. But it's cost him this right now. And if it's close, if it's a race, it may cost him ultimately as we move toward week one of the National Football League's real season.
So, I mean, I've watched a little bit of the Patriots in the exhibition games that have been on TV. And I think Mac Jones has looked as good as Cam Newton, though I thought Cam Newton looked really good against Philadelphia, which looked really dreadful. He threw the ball crisply, and he threw the ball down the field, which he didn't do last year, but so did Mac Jones. My opinion is, if I ran a team, I'd start Cam Newton. I wouldn't start Mac Jones. I let Mac Jones sit for a while. And I think Bill Belichick is as old school as there is. I think he wants to start Cam Newton. He has said publicly, though, that if Mac Jones outplays him or if Cam Newton is unavailable, then Mac Jones could get the job. So if you want to start Mac Jones, this gives you cover to do it right now, right? It does. Gives you
yes.
cover.
Yes, because you are now you've only got one yep. preseason game left. And who knows how each of these teams treats it differently when you have three now instead of four. The third used to be the dress rehearsal. That used to be the game that the starters might get some real plays. But now, when you only got three, but you also have these stupid practices where teams practice against each other every day for two or three or four days in the week, who the hell knows how each team and each coaching staff will decide that will impact who they put in the number one spot going into the regular season. So, Tony, I think these days hurt them. These days have to hurt Cam Newton not being there.
I agree. And my takeaway from this is that it seems apparent to me that Cam Newton has never been vaccinated. Because the only people subject to this particular five-day protocol
are
people that haven't been vaccinated. Yeah. But he's back on Thursday, and I think their next game is Sunday. So if Bill Belichick wants to start him on Sunday, he can. I don't think we're in crisis mode yet, is my opinion. We're not in crisis mode. Let's take a break. Coming up, did Carson Wentz put the worries about his foot to rest today?
And how should Mitchell Trubisky feel about torching the Chicago Bears in Chicago on Saturday?
Is he your boy again? Do you like him again, Trubisky?
But he's closer to the my boy seat than his former head coach.
That's what
Pardon the Interruption is brought to you by the all-new 2021 Ford F-150. Tough this smart can only be called F-150.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
It's mail time when we deal with your issues. Your issues. Let me see what's first here. What, if anything, did Mitch Trubisky prove against the Bears?
He proved that the coach didn't want to work with him because now that he's working in a system where they actually want him to play quarterback, he gets rid of the ball quickly. All of a sudden, his progressions aren't reading them, aren't that big a deal. He throws on the run. They have him doing all the things that Matt Nagy didn't really want to have him do. And he torched the Bears. The Bears are down like 41-6 at the end of the first, or sometime in the first quarter. So this is yet another indictment of Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. Because, you know, they didn't know what to do. They spent too much to get him. That was dumb. And they shouldn't have drafted him anyway. But then when they got him, they didn't know how to deal with him. So Trubisky made them look like fools. And the players, his former teammates, they dapped him up. They dapped him up the whole afternoon. And I found myself rooting for Mitch Trubisky. I really did.
So let me just get the numbers straight so everybody understands them.
That
it was 34-6 at halftime. Yeah. And he was 20 of 28. And Trubisky did this in Soldier Field. So he was able to jam it to Nagy. And Nagy had to eat it right there on the spot, which I'm sure made Trubisky feel good. Like you, I find myself now rooting for Trubisky because I thought he was not done well in Chicago. But let's be fair about something.
Done terribly.
I think that Justin Fields is probably a better prospect for the Bears at quarterback than Trubisky was.
Yes, he
is. And so I think this will work out for both sides. Trubisky's not going to play that much in Buffalo behind Josh Allen, but he'll find a place to play, and Fields will run Chicago. I mean, that's what you're looking at right now. Yeah. But in terms of what did it prove, if it proved anything, it maybe proved that Trubisky's better than Andy Dalton. No, that's what it would seem to prove.
At least
to
at this point, I wouldn't disagree with that, Tony. Next, but before Fields can run things, the Bears better get him an offensive line. We'll talk about that sometime.
Does the video of Carson Wentz running and cutting at practice change your outlook for the Colts season?
Well, Tony, this comes up because it's the first big day of Wentz back at practice. So much for 5 to 12 weeks. That looks like either a miscalculation or just a flat-out lie. And he looked good in practice. And, you know, people who were at practice, if I read this stuff correctly, at one point he threw 45 passes in a row, took 45 snaps in a row as the first team quarterback, blah, 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 blah. And all this is great. You want Carson Wentz. I want everybody to be healthy. And Carson Wentz, they need him. But my faith in the Colts? No, because I don't have any faith in Wentz. I mean, I don't think Wentz is all that good. I think Wentz has been completely overstated by everybody who assesses pro football. And so, no, not for me.
Okay, so if the question is, does it change my outlook? It only changes my outlook 100% unless I can go over 100%. The guy had a bad foot. You cannot run and cut like that on a bad foot. So now, as James Brown would say, he's on the good foot at this point. He's got a coach. The only coach who ever succeeded with him is Frank Reich. And Frank Reich now has what appears to be a healthy Carson Wentz. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if he is so scarred from what happened to him in Philadelphia that he's shot already as a quarterback. But if he's not, he goes to a good team. I'm pretty sure that was a playoff team last year. So yeah. I think this is a big deal. I think this is a big deal.
You know what? It's a big deal if Carson Wentz is actually any good. I guess you can you can ride on that side of the argument. You know, I don't ride. He's not terrible. He's just overstated.
We'll see.
He's not what half the people
we'll
have
see
him
if
be.
Wright can get it out of him. We'll
yes,
see.
We will.
Enough email.
Yes, we will. Love for
Let's
him.
Take one last break, but
Covers
still to come, either the Yankees or the Braves will win their 10th in a row tonight. 10th!
And the Raiders reportedly try to reacquire Khalil Mack. Let's see Ryan Pace give up on him. Let's see if Ryan Pace is out of town by sundown if he gives up on Khalil Mack on the 52 jersey. Let's see how long Ryan Pace is here.
You're not a fan of Ryan Pace, or I'm misreading that? Am I misreading this?
No, you've read it correctly for like the last 5 years.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 87th birthday, Sonny Jurgensen. This is personal for us. We both know and love Sonny Jurgensen after all our time in Washington. Sonny was a great quarterback for the Eagles, and then after being traded for Norm Snead, he was a great quarterback for Washington. So great that he's in the Hall of Fame. Although Sonny never won a Super Bowl, he remains more popular in Washington than the three quarterbacks who did: Joe Theismann, Doug Williams, and Mark Rippon. This is largely because Sonny was part of a great radio crew that broadcast Washington games for nearly 40 years. Frank Herzog, Sam Huff, Sonny Jurgensen.
Tony, you know, being around those guys was such a, it was a pleasure for us. I worked with Sonny and John Riggins for 13 years, and I revere them. And Sonny has a story, the greatest story of all time, of being at the Wilt Chamberlain game, March 2, 1962. And he was playing basketball because back then NFL teams, the guys had to make money in the offseason. They all had basketball teams. And Sonny walks out of the locker room. He's playing for the Eagles. He probably scored like 35 because he was a hotshot gunner. He walks out. He looks up at the scoreboard, and Wilt Chamberlain has 29 in the first quarter. And Sonny says, dripping wet from the shower, I think I'm going to sit down and watch the rest of this. It's Wilt's 100-point game. Sonny might have been 100. Jerry West, but in North Carolina, they wouldn't let him play. They wouldn't let him play basketball because the coach, AD, said, you're done. You're playing football, son. Sonny Jurgensen, great athlete, multiple sports, and we do love him, as you said.
Happy anniversary, Wes Littleton. Around this day 14 years ago, the Texas Rangers pitcher recorded the most absurd of saves by pitching the last three innings of the Rangers' 30-3 bludgeoning of the Orioles at Camden Yards. The 27-run differential broke the previous record of 19 as the largest winning margin for a save. The 30-run stands as the modern record for runs in a single major league game. Littleton said afterwards of his save, quote, I just tried to look at it as a 1-0 game. You don't want to give up a run regardless of the score, unquote. And as bad as the Orioles were then, they're obviously worse now. They have the worst record in baseball, and as we said earlier, they've lost 18 games in a row.
We have done nothing but bash the Orioles today. We have done that. And you used to like them, and you used to like going up to Baltimore from Washington much more than I did. Even though I covered the team for a while. And it was during Murray and Ripken and great, great, great players and Mike Flanagan and even the end of Jim Palmer. Washington, D.C. should never have embraced the Orioles. And you did. You're such a traitor. And now you're Mr. Nat. No, you should never have rooted
for them. I did because there was no baseball in Washington, and the Orioles treated everybody well, and they have a great fan base and a proud history. A melancholy trails to Rod Gilbert. The Hall of Fame right winger for the New York Rangers died yesterday at 80. Gilbert was on the Rangers' great gag line, which stood for goal a game line, with center Jean Rattel and left wing Vic Hadfield in the late 60s and 70s. Gilbert played his entire 18-year career with the Rangers, and his number 7 was the first number the Rangers ever retired. Gilbert holds franchise records for most goals and most points. After his playing career, Gilbert remained with the Rangers organization and was known by management and fans alike as Mr. Ranger.
Tony, I was looking up with Uber producer Matt Kelleher the great NHL players who never won the Stanley Cup. Like, we talk about this all the time in the NBA, from Elgin Baylor to Patrick Ewing and Charles Barkley and Stockton and Malone and all the great, 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 great players. Well, the NHL has some, too. In addition to Gilbert, Tony Esposito, Pavel Bure, Eric Lindros, Marcel Dion, Brad Parker was a Ranger teammate, Pat LaFontaine, Cam Neely, Joe Thornton now. The NHL has such a list as well. And it didn't mean those players weren't great because they didn't win a Stanley Cup.
They were great players. Let's go quickly to the big finish if we can.
Let's do it.
Prompter gets it up. Here we go. Come on. The Athletic reports the Raiders called the Bears about trading for Khalil Mack just before free agency. Are you surprised?
Yes. And luckily, I'm not surprised because the Bears can't do that. Elena Delladon scored 16 for the Mystics last night in the first game in nearly 2 years. That was a big deal, wasn't it?
She's a great player. The team lost, but she's a great player. Had a lot of injuries. Glad to see her back. The Padres fired pitching coach Larry Rothschild. Does that make sense?
No, this is scapegoating. The Padres have fallen. They can't get up, and now they're scapegoating Larry Rothschild. Please. Preseason football tonight, Jaguars, Saints. Tell me you're not watching that.
I am. I want to see Trevor Lawrence, and I want to see who's better, Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill. Last one, Yankees and Braves tonight. Both have won 9 straight, so who you got?
I can't root for the Braves. For somehow I've gotten myself into hating the Braves, so I'm rooting for the Yankees.
Fantastic. You're going to root for I-95
Yankees.
Two-game
series.
That's so great.
Two-game series.
We're out of time. Try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.